So I've made my coffee and it's a full pot. It's not a full pot, it was just full to where I filled it, which is minimum fill is at four cups. But that's actually like 2 cups of coffee for me. Anyway, I thought I would just mention what I do because I've had a lot more people start following me since when I joined. Fortunately, I haven't done more blogs, but I have more blog ideas, in which case I'll record them. But I wanted to mention this. Right now, I am in Northern Alabama, and I am a graduate student at the University of Alabama. And I am in the School of Library and Information Studies. So I'm in library school, and I do focus a lot on accessibility, and the reason is that I'm also in a fellowship called Project Alpha, which is Accessible Libraries for All, ALFA. I study accessibility in what I do. I study how information is made accessible to people and how information spaces are accessible. So, not just things like talking books, but also, the spaces that you're coming in. Sorry, I'm going to sit down. I don't want to spill my coffee. It's late in the day and I didn't make any. Anyway, so that's what I study. Hold on. Gotta love coffee. So I study accessibility, but it's not just for people with legal disabilities. I also study it, we call them the ELAC population, Extra Legally Ably Challenged, which is a mouthful, but it's basically people that have impairments, but they aren't legal disabilities. And sometimes that can be temporary disabilities, or it can be minor impairments that just aren't legal as disabilities. And that's very common in aging populations. So you may have somebody with arthritis. They're not necessarily going to be legally disabled because they have arthritis, but it's definitely going to impact the way that they access information. So that's what I study. I do a lot of work with technology, things like that. That's why you hear me talk about it so much. But that's what I'm studying. And I actually just got a job. I am going to be a business development librarian at Lowe's Corporate. So I'm very excited about that and excited to incorporate accessibility and what I do over there. But for those of you that don't know me, that's what I do. That's why I post about accessibility so much. And aside from astigmatism, I actually don't have any severe impairments myself. So there you go. And I'm running out, so I'm going to say goodbye, but I'll chat with you guys later. And thanks for joining me for coffee this morning or afternoon, whatever. Have a great day, y'all.